Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubalik for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. We begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Whatever you may be, recite salat upon me because your salat reaches me." Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, in today's we're going to learn about the benefits of illness, in which we will hear the virtues of illness, the accounts and incidents of the pious predecessors, and other points as well. And inshallah, if we stay tuned to this program, then inshallah, we'll learn much more. Viewers of Mother Channel, it is stated that Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that the noble Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, "It is surprising about a believer that he fears illness. If he came to know what lies for him in illness, then he would prepare to remain ill for his entire lifetime." Allahu Akbar. Then the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his blessed head towards the heaven and he began to smile. Allahu Akbar. It was requested, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did you raise your head towards the heaven and smile?" He stated, "I am astonished at two angels, as they were both looking for a person in a masjid in which he used to offer salah." Allahu Akbar. When they did not find him, they went back and requested, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we would write the deeds done in the day and night of such and such bondsman of yours. Then we saw that you caused him to be afflicted with tribulation." So Allah Azza wa Jal states, "The deed that my bondsman used to do day and night, write that deed for him and do not reduce his reward. As long as he is afflicted in tribulation, his reward is upon my grace, and for him is also the reward of the deeds that he used to do as well." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. From this hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, views of Madinah, we learn quite a lot. There's quite a lot of Madinah pearls that we need to learn from this, inshaAllah. So we're going to explain this in a little bit of detail. The first thing that we learn from this particular incident is that it is a sunnah to smile. It is a sunnah to smile while speaking. And smiling whilst meeting and whilst explaining usually makes the madni task of calling towards righteousness extremely easy. So when you call people to the path of righteousness, you should always call them with a smile. A smile is a sunnah. And again, if you are going to invite people to the path of righteousness, you need to be smiling. If you're grumpy, if your mood is different, if your tone is not right, then nobody's going to listen to you. So it is a sunnah to smile. So whenever you're trying to call people to the path of righteousness, then always have a smile on your face as well. The second thing that we come to know from this particular hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that an ill person should never ever dislike his illness due to that temporary pain. One should not call illness bad, rather one should understand this great blessing of Allah azza wa jal, and one should be grateful for the blessings that Allah azza wa jal has, because this ill person, he attains such blessings and good fortune of benefits. If an ill person came to know about them, he would actually prefer to remain ill. But if you understood the great blessings that you would get in being ill, the benefits in being ill, yes, you have this worldly pain, yes, you have this fever, yes, you have this, but the benefits in the afterlife, the reward you will get in showing patience at that time, it is said that if you understood that, then you would wish to remain ill for the rest of your lifetime as well. Allahu Akbar. Sadr al-Shariah, Badr al-Tariqa, Alama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, "Disease is also a great blessing with countless advantages. Through it, a person is apparently troubled from it. In fact, it brings a great treasure of comfort and peace with it. The apparent disease that is considered an illness is actually an excellent cure for spiritual diseases. Real diseases are spiritual diseases, e.g., for example, love of the world, greed for wealth, miserliness, hard-heartedness, because they are very dangerous and should be considered fatal diseases. These spiritual diseases that we are afflicted by, viewers of the time, we don't even realize the seriousness of them. And what we need to do, speaking aside from this, viewers of the time, we need to give ourselves a little bit of a test. Nowadays, people have blood tests. When they go and do a blood test, they check that, oh, my vitamin D level is this, my iron level is this, my cholesterol level is this, my sugar level is this. And what they do is they change their lifestyles according to that. And in some cases, they have to take medicine. And they'll try and cure them illnesses. But they will only be able to cure them illnesses once they're aware that them illnesses that exist. In the same way of using the child, we need to do a check of ourselves. Check of our spiritual diseases. Am I miserly? Am I cheating? Am I swearing? Am I backbiting? Am I missing my salah? Am I not fasting during the month of Ramadan? And look at all these spiritual diseases that you are falling into and then make a change. Make a change in your lifestyle. Make a change so that you can be cured from these spiritual diseases. But unless we become aware of the diseases, we cannot try and work towards the cure as well. The third matter that we come to know from this hadith that we mentioned is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not like us. He's not like any of us. And let alone seeing the angels, we even find it really difficult to see a big thing or a person present at a certain distance. But our Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only is he able to see the angels, he knows why the angels are there, he knows what the angels are trying to find out, and he knows what they've found out, and he knows what they've gone back to Allah azza wa jalla, and what Allah azza wa jalla said to them. He is aware of all of this. He is aware of all of this. He has this knowledge of the unseen that Allah azza wa jalla has given it to him. And mentioning, viewers of the channel, mentioning the greatness and eminence of the vision, of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes that the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of his every follower and every action of every follower. The vision of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees darkness, light, the apparent, the hidden, the present, the absent, every single thing that will perish. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is aware of this. Amir al-Sunnat, Mulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah azza wa jal keep his shadow upon us. He writes on page number 12 of his booklet, Dark Skin Slave, that the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the bestowment of his Lord Allah azza wa jal, also knows about the lifespans of his slaves and what will happen to them. One can find proof of this knowledge, viewers of the channel, of the unseen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many verses of the Holy Quran. Many verses of the Holy Quran talk about the knowledge of the unseen that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. In Surah Al-Takwir, verse 24, Allah azza wa jal says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, and this Prophet is not miserly in revealing the knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. It is stated by Allah azza wa jal in part 29, verse 26 and 27 of Surah Jinn, Allah azza wa jal is the knower of the unseen. He does not completely disclose his knowledge of the unseen to anyone except to his chosen messengers. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, viewers of Madhi channel, it is stated in the Holy Quran, part 4, verse number 179 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah azza wa jal says, and it does not befit the dignity of Allah azza wa jal to give you, all common people, knowledge of the unseen. Yes, Allah chooses from his messengers whom he wills to grant knowledge of the unseen. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala mentions that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala stated, I saw my Lord Almighty. He placed a manifestation of his power between my shoulders. Its coolness was felt in my chest, and everything became clear to me at that time, and I recognized everything. Allahu Akbar. The fourth thing that we come to know from that hadith that I mentioned at the beginning is that if an ill person is not able to perform a good deed due to its illness, which he used to perform before, if, for example, you're in the habit of performing salah daily 5 times a day, you went to the masjid 5 times a day, and if as a result of your illness, you're not able to perform them good deeds, then it will still be written in your good deeds that you perform them deeds. It'll still be written in your book of deeds that you perform them, even though not, you are not capable of doing it. But again, we need to be aware of the fact that that person, he was habitual in reading his namaz 5 times a day. He was habitual in doing zikr. He was habitual in reading the Quran. He was habitual in doing the nafil fast. But now because he's ill, he can't do it. And then good deeds will still be written in his book of deeds. But if we look at ourselves, use them on the channel, what do we do? Do we expect that when we are ill, we've got any good deeds that are still going to be written in our book? No, because we don't perform any good deeds. We don't read our namaz. We don't perform any nafil fast. We don't read the Quran. We don't do any zikr. And if we can get into a habit of doing these good deeds, then when Allah you know, gives us this, and I was going to say Allah forbid, but no, when Allah gives us the blessing of being ill, yes, we should realize it is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah gives us the blessings of being ill, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, these good deeds will continue to be written from us. The fifth thing that we realize from this, that no one is permitted to leave the salah and fasting in every illness. We need to realize this. Rather, for those upon whom it is wajib to pray salah in congregation, praying salah in congregation still remains wajib for them in many illnesses. What happens nowadays, we think, oh, I've got a bit of a headache. Oh, I can't read my namaz. Oh, you know, my hands are hurting. I can't read my namaz. And then what happens is, oh, I've got a little bit of backache. Oh, I can't read my namaz. It is still wajib on many, many illnesses. It is still wajib upon you to read your namaz as well. And the sixth matter that we learn from this is that usually we start praying salah sitting down on the smallest of illnesses. Oh, I've got a headache. I can't stand up and read my namaz. Yeah. Oh, my back's hurting a little bit. I can't sit down. I can't stand up and read my namaz. Unless the illness is such, then we need to make sure that we continue to read our namaz in the manner that we used to do it when we're healthy. And there's a booklet that you need to download, viewers and the channels. It is available on our website, Kursi Par Namaz Padhne Ka Ahkam. Reading your namaz, the Shari rulings about reading your namaz on sitting on a chair, this is available on our website. Download that booklet, and inshaAllah, from that you'll be able to understand at what point in your illness, what point in your condition is that you can read your namaz while sitting down. Viewers of the channel, indeed Allah Azza wa Jalla loves His people so much more than a mother. Attaining the tawfiq of repentance, forgiveness of sins, illness, distress and difficulty, comfort and ease are all wonders of the bestowals of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we need to be aware of this. These are all blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us, whatever situation we are in, we need to be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. With regards to this, we're going to give you some hadiths of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, views on the channel. It is stated, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if Allah Azza wa Jalla afflicts someone with a bodily illness, that illness is therefore the cause of forgiveness for him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, we seek repentance. We do dua, Allah forgive our sins. But your illness, viewers of Muslim channels, is therefore a cause of forgiveness for that person. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a believer gets ill, Allah Azza wa Jal purifies him from sins like a furnace cleans the rust of iron. Allahu Akbar. It is also stated that the sin of a sick falls just as the leaves of a tree fall. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I have made dependency a prison and illness a chain, and I tie with them whoever I like amongst the creation. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, it is stated, when a person turns ill, Allah Azza wa Jal sends two angels towards him who go and see what his bondsman says. If the sick person praises Allah Azza wa Jal, i.e. still continues to say, Alhamdulillah, then the angels humbly state his saying to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal is fully aware. It is stated by Allah Azza wa Jal, if I give this bondsman death due to this illness, I will make him enter paradise. And if I bestow health upon him, I will give him better flesh and blood than before and forgive his sins. Allahu Akbar. Being patient when you have this illness. Continue to be impatient. Continuing to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Continuing to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. As a result of that, the rewards are so great. It is also stated, when a person is ill or a traveler, then those deeds are written for him that he used to perform in good health or at home. Allahu Akbar. So we've heard from this that when a person is ill, the deeds, the good deeds that he used to do, that he was capable of doing, they continue to be written in his book of records. So like I said earlier on, when I was going to say Allah forbid, no, Allah is a blessing. It is a blessing from us. It is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla that we have been given these illnesses. If only we realize this. And we need to have this mindset, viewers of Muslim channel, that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever state we are in, whatever position we are in, it is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And normally what happens is we are not thankful. We look at other people and think, oh, why can't we be like him? And we have this habit on worldly matters, looking at other people. Well, he's got a bigger house than me. He's got a better job than me. He's got this. He's got that. I've not got this. You should be thankful for whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you. Whatever your health is, whatever your condition is, be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And learn to be thankful. Get this habit of being thankful, whatever situation you are in. And you need to think to yourself, look at yourself. Look at people that are not in the situation that you are. Look at those people, rather than looking at those that are better than you. Look at those people that are probably in a, such a situation that they're not capable. They don't have the help that you have. I personally remember viewers of my channel. I used to go, I was here in this country, I was brought up in this country. And I had a friend in college that from my college years, and that's many years ago, from my college years, he left college, he had an illness, and till date, till now, for the last nearly 30 years of his life, he's been restricted to a bed. And I'm thankful, I should be thankful that I can sit here in front of you, that I can talk to you, that I can stand up, and inshallah, I'll be able to walk out from you. This is a blessing from Allah. If I have a slight headache, if I have a slight pain, then I should still be thankful that Allah has bestowed this upon me, but still, Ya Allah, thankful to you, I'm thankful to you that I can still raise my hands, I can still look, I can still speak. These are all blessings from Allah. Rather than being ungrateful on the slightest pain, rather than being ungrateful that why me, why have I got this? And again, viewers on the channel, if we are not careful, if we are not careful that when we are being ungrateful, if we are not careful, then our words that we speak can take us out of the fold of Islam. Yes, viewers on the channel. You could speak words of kufr. Astaghfirullah. Why is Allah giving this to me? So we should be very careful about our words. And if we develop this mindset that we are thankful, that inshallah, any illness that it bestows upon us, it will be a blessing from us. So we learn, viewers on the channel. We learn from the hadiths that we mentioned that illness is a cause of forgiveness. It is a way of purifying our sins. Sins shed due to it. Allah Azza wa Jal makes the Muslim afflicted with illness his beloved. He gets closer to Allah Azza wa Jal as a result of his illness. And if the one praising Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of sickness, if in the state of sickness he is praising Allah Azza wa Jal and he passes away, then he becomes deserving of paradise. And surely, viewers of the channel, the whole aim, the aim of every Muslim should be to attain paradise. If one recovers, then there is good news of a better flesh and better blood for him. We are told that if you recover from your illness, you recover in a better state than you were before. But again, you have to be thankful of that illness. You need to show patience of that illness and not be complaining whilst you've got that illness. And if you show patience, then inshallah, you'll be in a better state. And those very deeds of a person that in a state of illness are rich in which he used to do in the state of a good health. But viewers of the channel, instead of keeping the excellence and blessings of illness in mind, some people start talking ill of illnesses, start complaining that this fever is really bad, it's awful, and they start messaging people, telling people that I'm in this real state, yeah, and complaining about the situation. Whatever your situation is, viewers of the channel, you know, be happy with it. Bear in mind, calling illness bad is not wise. It's not a clever thing to do, especially fevers and headaches, because fevers and headaches are those blessed illnesses which have had the fortunate honor of being present in the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have a headache, think to yourself, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a headache. Allahu Akbar. If you have a fever, think to yourself, Ya Allah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a fever as well. You have been blessed with the same illnesses that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said had. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to Sayyidina Umm Sa'ib radiyallahu ta'ala and he said, what happened to you that you are shivering? She humbly replied, I have a fever. May Allah azza wa jal not bless it. May Allah Almighty not bless it. Upon this, the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, do not despise fever because it removes the sins of a person just as the furnace removes the rust of an iron. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Nimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states with regards to this hadith, the illness affects either one or two parts of the limbs of the body, but fever has its effect upon every vein from the head to the toe. Therefore, it will cause the mistakes and sins of the entire body to be forgiven. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fever is an expiation of sins, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala supplicated always to remain in the state of fever. Hence, the state of fever remained in him until he passed away. Allahu Akbar. And from this view of the channel, we can see that if you have a headache, then that headache will remove the sins that have been created by the head. But this pain, this fever, the whole body is affected by it. So this fever, inshallah, will remove the sins that your whole body has been involved in. Allahu Akbar. It is written, viewers of the channel, on page 173 of the book Fazalid Dua, which again you can download from our website, www.dawatislami.net. A slight fever, flu, headache, and similar light illnesses are not a misfortune and calamity. Rather, they are a blessing and they can be supplicated for. Bear in mind, even though illness is a blessing, but we weak people should not supplicate for illnesses. But for well-being, encouragement for this supplication is also in a blessed hadith. Hence, the noble Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make the following dua. He would say, "O Allah azza wa jalla, I ask you for well-being in the life and the hereafter." And we should also continue to dua for well-being from time to time. So whenever we do dua, we should do dua that Ya Allah bless us with good health. And make this intention that Ya Allah bless me with good health, that with this good health, I can perform good deeds. Don't have this intention that, Ya Allah bless me with good health and I can go and perform that sin, I can go to that place, I can do this, I can do that. Make good duas, good intentions, and inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will benefit from it. Ala Hadrat, Imam al-Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Headaches and fevers are those blessed illnesses which would occur for the prophets. When one wali, saint, had a headache, he spent the entire night offering nawafil in gratitude for this, that the Lord Allah Azza wa Jal granted me that illness which would occur for the prophets." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But nowadays, viewers of my channel, the state is that if a minute pain is felt, then one thinks of missing their salah and think, you know what, I've got a bit of headache, I'll miss my salah. You know, and my head's hurting, you know, my tooth's hurting, my hands hurting, my knees are hurting, my feet are hurting. And we make all sorts of excuses to miss our salah. Allah. But if we look at the people of the past, how happy they were that they had an illness, that when they were ill, not did they miss their salah, but what they did is they stayed up all night in shukr, offering nawafil, because they were blessed with these illnesses. A renowned pious predecessor, Sayyidina Shakik Balki, Ramatullahi ta'ala states, "Whoever complains about his problem to someone, he will never be fortunate to have the pleasure of worship." You know, people nowadays, when they're doing ibadat, and they say, well, we're not enjoying it. We don't find any spiritual enlightenment in lifting, in performing our ibadah. We're reading our namaz, but we don't feel anything. Maybe viewers of the channel, we are not amongst those people that are complaining all the time, complaining about our state, and maybe as a result of that, we're not having that pleasure. We're not having that pleasure when we're performing our namaz. Ala Hazrat, the Imam of Al-Sunnat, Mullah Shah Imam Ahmad Rabba Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "Complaining about fever, complaining about headaches, complaining about flu, etc., is even well known and infamous on the tongues of the general public and distinguished individuals. This should not be said, because the coming of all illnesses is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So how should we complain?" Allahu Akbar, Allah. If we develop this mindset, views of Muhammad, that whatever state we are in, whatever affliction we are in, whatever financial situation we are in, whatever physical situation we are in, whatever problems we are facing on a day-to-day basis, they've all come from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, you could think to yourself that Allah Azza wa Jal has given me this problem, but Allah Azza wa Jal will also give me the key to this problem as well. And inshaAllah, whatever problem you are facing, if you show patience in that calamity, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll be rewarded. Someone once asked the great guide of the Hanbalis, Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, "O Abu Abdullah, how are you?" He said, "I am good and well." He began to say, "I have heard that you had a fever last night." He said, "When I have told you I am good and well, then it is enough. Don't ask regarding the matter I don't wish to speak about." Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, if someone comes to us and say, "How are you?" And say, "I'm quite alhamdulillah." "Well, I heard you weren't feeling well last night." "Oh yeah, you know what? I was up all night, I had such a banging head, my stomach was hurting, da 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 da." And we start doing a 30-minute lecture on our state that was last night. And again, viewers of Malaysia, why? What are you going to achieve from this? You know, what are you going to achieve from this? So again, show patience. A Khalifa of Ala Hadrat, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Ramatullahi Ta'ala, mentions that once Ala Hadrat Ramatullahi Ta'ala was ill. "So I went to inquire about his health. I asked him, as per the phrase in Hazur, how is the complaint now? He said, who would I complain about? I do not have a complaint about Allah Azza wa Jal before, nor do I now. How can a servant complain about the Lord Almighty?" Allahu Akbar. Sadr al-Sharia states, "I repented from saying this phrase for the rest of my life." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madinah channel, we come to learn from this, that people used to show patience at that time. And we also need to show patience. It is narrated from Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, that two worshippers continued to worship Allah Azza wa Jal for 50 years. The body of one of them became afflicted with a dangerous illness at the end of the 50th year. He began crying and requesting in the majestic court of Allah Azawajal in the following manner. O Allah Azawajal, I continually obeyed your command for so many years, worshipped you, even then I have still been made to suffer an illness. What is the divine wisdom behind this? O my Lord, I have been put into a test. Allah Azawajal commanded the angels, tell him, you had the privilege of worshipping me by my help, favor and ability. I bestowed upon you as far as the disease is concerned. I have made you suffer the disease so that you may attain the rank of saints. Your predecessors were desirous of illness and troubles, and I have actually bestowed it upon you without your asking. Allahu Akbar. From this we come to know, viewers of the channel, that the pious worshippers of Allah Azawajal are even afflicted with problems. They even have these illnesses, and they are tested. They are tested through illnesses. Allah Azawajal intends to make people reach the status of good and righteous people through illnesses. So your status is increased if you show patience at the time of illness. And He bestows the mercy and blessing of illness upon people without them even asking. Again, the mindset that it is a blessing. The mindset that it is a blessing for us. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin Ali bin Hussein Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, if the body does not get ill, then it becomes arrogant. And there is no goodness in an arrogant body. And views of the other day, if you think about it, illness is such a thing that it reminds you. It reminds you, if you think about it, illness is such a thing that it reminds you how weak you are. That you may be someone that's very, very healthy. You can run a marathon. You can go to the gym and lift heavy weights. You can go cycling 20, 30, 40, 50 miles maybe. You can run, you can jog, you can do all these things. But when an illness comes to you, you realize that just a small illness, and now you're not even strong enough to get out of the bed. You're not capable of even taking one step. Before you were running 26 miles, now you're struggling to get to the bathroom. And you realize how significant you are. And what happens is this illness, if you take it as the mindset that this illness is a blessing from Allah Azawajal, and now you make these intentions that, Ya Allah, bless me with good health, and inshallah Azawajal, I'll perform more good deeds than before. And then you will realize that we are told, viewers among the channel, that on the Day of Judgment you will be questioned about your health. What did you do with your health before you got ill? Because when you're young, you're healthy, you're strong, what did you do? I played football. I played cricket. I went to the gym every day. Is that going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment? Because what happens is nowadays a lot of people have this mindset that, you know what, I'm busy now. You know, I'll start spending time in the masjid when I'm a bit older. I'll start reading my namaz when, you know, when I'm 50 plus, when I'm 60 plus, then I'll start spending time in the masjid. And you see it. You know, you go as Salatul Fajr in the masjid, who do you see? How many 20-year-olds do you see? 25-year-olds do you see? 30-year-olds do you see? And if you go, you'll see the majority of the people that are in the masjid, the elders. That's Salatul Fajr. Maybe the rest of the day there. Where are the young people? Them strong people that can run 26 miles. Those strong people that can lift so many pounds and so many kilos. Them strong people at that time in the morning of Fajr, you can't even lift your blanket. So viewers on the channel, this illness, if you know, it'll stop us from being arrogant. And it'll make us realize how significant we are. That we are insignificant. We are nothing. We are nothing. If Allah wills, then our lives could be taken in a blink of an eye. If Allah wills, we could have an illness that could make us bedridden for the rest of our lives. And all that wealth, all that money, all that status that you've been looking for all of your life, in the blink of an eye. And we see it. We see it around the world. We see tsunamis. We see landslides. We see floods. We see earthquakes. In the blink of an eye, everything that you've worked all your life for has disappeared. But your good deeds will not disappear. No tsunami, no earthquake can take away your good deeds. It can take away your wealth, can take away your property, can take away anything. But no tsunami, no flood, no earthquake, no landslide can take away your good deeds. So what have you been working for? You've been working for wealth that can go in a blink of an eye. But your good deeds, no matter what happens, will stay with you. Allahu Akbar. A pious predecessor, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, states that the reason for Fir'aun claiming to be God was that he remained healthy for a long time, such that 400 years passed, but he had not had a headache, nor had he even had a fever, nor did he even have any pain in any vein. If he had a headache in half of head for just one day, so let alone claiming to be God, he would have actually abandoned useless activities. So this illness that we have, whenever we have an illness, it is a benefit for us. But we need to have this mindset view of the Munich channel. That whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows upon us, whatever condition it is, and today we're talking about our health. Today we're talking about illness. But whatever condition we are in, be it a financial condition we are in. Nowadays, people are going through the climate at the moment. People are worried about their jobs. They're worried about how they're going to pay the bills. They're worried about what they're going to be doing. But at the same time, viewers on the channel, what are you doing with this time? And we've said it so many times, that during this time will pass. Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jalla, this time will pass. But your book of deeds of what you did in that time will be recorded. What did you do in that time? And if Allah Azza wa Jal gives you any illness, how did you react to that illness? And again, viewers of Malaysia, we need to think about this. And just to finish, viewers of Malaysia, just one thing I'd like to finish on that. If somebody is ill, if you know that somebody is ill, there are great blessings. And we're not going to talk a lot about this today, but there are great blessings in visiting the people that are ill. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a Muslim who visits a sick Muslim brother continues to pluck the fruits of paradise until he returns. Allahu Akbar. You are eating the fruits of paradise while you go visiting these people. So when you visit people, again, what should your intention be? Should your intention be that, oh, if you don't visit him, you know that he's going to be annoyed. He'll fall out with us. You know, he's a family friend. Everybody knows him. Oh, I need to visit him because he's a highly influential person. I need to visit him because of this, all of that. But if you make this intention that I'm going there so that I can do dua for him, that he can do dua for me. If I'm going there so that I can get the blessings of visiting a sick person, then inshallah, azawajal, your reward will be there. So again, it's developing this mindset views on my channel. And we've said it before that we have the physical appearance of Muslims. You know, we may have a beard. We may be wearing the Islamic clothing. We may have an imam sharif on our heads. But do we think like Muslims? And a Muslim should think in such a way that his mind should be that he's looking for opportunities to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But our minds, they're looking for opportunities to make more pennies and pounds. And this is what we need to change, viewers of the channel. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, if I have said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that first and foremost, me, myself, and all of the viewers that are watching today, that we all develop a mindset that whatever state we are in, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we are ill, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should pray for those people that are in, that they restore them to the former health. But at the same time, if any of us falls ill, then we should do shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.